there's a new publication, a new arts and culture publication, Culture GR. It's been going gangbusters, lots of views since the launching just a bit ago. So let's talk about this. And I like the term, and I think I'm going to like the premise because I think it has to do with arts.
And
you successfully launched on the 14th. Here we are with a new publication. How are we defining this?
So one of the things that I've noticed we have to clarify a little bit is that we're not an arts and entertainment publication. We're an arts and culture publication.
So take away that word entertainment.
Yes. So there are a lot of people doing great entertainment coverage in our city as well. I think of Local Spins. They're doing an awesome job with the music community, those kinds of things. But what we've been seeing a need, and the arts organizations have been seeing a need, is for some deeper conversations about the arts in Grand Rapids. So if you think visual arts, performing arts, that pretty much gives you an idea more of what we're talking about.
And the headlines read, new nonprofit publication seeks to fill gaps in arts cultural coverage in Grand Rapids. So is that how, as you came together to get this in fruition, was that how this happened, Hal?
Yes, absolutely. There have been some shifts in local media in the past year. And so we were approached to say, to see what we could do about it and put together our ideas. And I had actually been writing about starting up a publication like this for about 7 years in my journals. So when we were asked, hey, you have any ideas? I had a lot of them. And so so some of the things that we're focusing on is having conversations with creators so that our local community can get to know the individuals behind all of the arts and culture that we are so lucky to have in Grand Rapids. And the other is to build a deeper, more solid conversation around arts reviews. In any larger arts community, reviews are an important part of the health of that community. And so we're really excited to build that up and really get people talking about the arts on a new level.
And, you know, Shelley, just to follow that up with a little bit more of the why behind the publication, you know, journalism, not just in Grand Rapids, but across the country, obviously, as most people know, is really facing a lot of shifts right now, which, you know, as an innovator and an entrepreneur, I see as a really exciting time for publications existing and potentially new publications to come in and to present a new model for how to basically connect that demand for readership, which we absolutely see in Grand Rapids for arts and culture coverage, with how to, you know, essentially how to create that content. So that's what Culture GR, the model for Culture GR, was really built around. That's why we went the nonprofit route. And yeah, that's what we're really working on addressing.
Who will be your team? Photographers, writers with specific arts and culture expertise to ensure quality coverage?
So I am a publisher, and Holly is the editor-in-chief. We are not the only ones who are writing for the publication. Now, thankfully,
Thank goodness.
Of us... I know, that would just
and
be too much.
And you don't need to share names, but you will obviously expand into those who are talented in this field.
And we already have. Several of our articles have been written by guest writers. So we do have, you know, included in our budget the ability to pay freelance writers and freelance photographers. So, you know, with Holly's 7 years being the manager, I'm sorry, 5 years being the managing editor over at the Rapidian, she has a really brilliant network of freelance writers and talented photographers. And, you know, again, thankfully, both Holly and I have very strong backgrounds in writing. Managing editor, you know, she's an absolutely brilliant writer herself. And I actually have formal training in poetry. So we're both strong communicators, but we have a very robust team and network of writers. And I don't know if Holly cares to share one of the most exciting writers who we're going to be publishing here about the Graham's latest exhibit.
Oh, yes. So we have, by the time this goes live, I suppose, the article for Iris van Herpen, when that came, I knew exactly who I wanted to write that article. Catherine Creamer is a fiber artist. She's taught it. She's studied it extensively. And so to have someone who knows about that world already and had already in her own career studied this fashion artist long before any of the rest of us had heard of her. She was just a perfect person to help the community understand this incredible exhibit, right? And that's a big part of how we're approaching things, is there are incredible things happening year-round in our arts community. And we are looking for ways and creating ways for the community to connect to it and realize all those exciting opportunities. So that's one of them. We have art historians writing for us and, you know, lots of folks that really know what they're talking about. And then we're helping them make sure that they are explaining things in a way that pulls the community in and helps them better understand these things that they're seeing in the community.
Yeah. So Elizabeth Von Aragorn, I'm sorry, I believe wrote our recent article about the new Grand Rapids African American History and Archive Museum.
Yeah, the Grandma, the African American Museum. So Elizabeth Von Aragorn, her career has been as an art historian and arts teacher. And so for her to be able to help people understand why this new museum in our community was so important was great. We've also had the chance to introduce people to new galleries that are opening in town. There's one up on Plainfield. I don't know what's going on in Creston, but it's just exploding. And one of the exciting things that's happening there is this new gallery. Hannah Groman, who's originally, she went to school at Kendall. She's just got this great business brain on her and has created this gallery that highlights 55 local Grand Rapids artists. But she also has yoga there, and you can do events, and you can take art classes. And so it's this really vibrant thing happening in our city, and we were so excited to be able to let people know about it and make sure they don't miss out.
So that's Lions and Rabbits up on Plainfield. If your readers, or your, I'm sorry, if your listeners are interested, and of course they can read more about it on culture.gr.
Yes, so let's take me. Culture.gr is...
That is the URL.
That's the URL. And... I guess, I mean, art criticism reviews, will you upload something new every day? Like a weekly publication.
No. So as you know, the news cycles are so fast now that if you don't get it out right when people are talking about it, they may no longer be interested, and then you'll lose a chance to really let people know what's happening. So articles come out as they're timed to make sure that people know ahead of time when something's coming, or review right after the community has seen what's going on. So multiple times a week, and then every Thursday we have a newsletter that comes out. It goes as an email to our followers, but also gets published online, and that's Get Cultured. So it's a rundown of the things that people can look for to get cultured in the next week.
How do you determine success?
Well, leadership, right?
The number of clicks. How about that for an answer?
Well, obviously, those are all metrics. You know, we're looking at the number of views. We're looking at the number of shares, not only on our website, but also on MLive, which we are syndicating some of our content across. Yep. So we have a really good reach there. So we're keeping our eyes on those numbers and our social following. But really, at the end of the day, those are just metrics to be able to determine success. And what we're measuring success by are really the two main pain points, if I can use that term, which we have heard from arts and cultural organizations in town, which is they need to be able to drive foot traffic. So they need to expand awareness for the amazing arts and cultural programming that we have in town. And, you know, when you think about that, you automatically think about the Graham, the ballet, the opera, those more formalized institutions in town. And those are amazing, and they have programming that would actually surprise you. But those aren't the only organizations who have things going on. You know, we have the Civic, we have our community theaters, we have Kent District Library, which has 12 locations here in Kent County, and they have brilliant writing contests. They have microbrewing, DIY, they have live music events. They have those throughout the years, and every single one of those events is free to the public. So there are a great number of opportunities for all members in the community, regardless of their socioeconomic status, who can access them. Getting the word out on those is really our number one priority. The other way that we're measuring success is our ability to help arts and cultural organizations build the authority that they need to be able to continue the amazing programming that they have and to be able to attract more and more authoritative artists. And in order to do that, they really need critical coverage. So that's where the arts criticism piece comes into play.
Holly, what are your final words?
For me, success looks like when a local gallery owner who just started off is just overwhelmed with how much support she's given from the community, thanks to an article that we were able to get out about her, right? Or helping people understand, think of the symphony, the ballet, the opera, and all of these theater, realizing that it's not just for a certain sector of our community, but that there are dress rehearsals and special events. I think of the symphony's amazing performances at UICA during Art Prize that were free. And the symphony does things like that year-round, where you can access their incredible capacity for free. So to me, success looks like when all of our community realizes that culture is a part of their daily life and is something that is accessible for them.
Culture GR, filling in the gap in arts cultural coverage right here in Grand Rapids. One more time, best website to find out more information is?
Cultured.gr.
One more time?
Cultured.gr.
Ladies, thank you very much on behalf of your leadership, Holly and Marjorie, Culture GR. Take care.
Thank you.